Sunday means sports cards at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. ESPN 106.3's Chris Coquel and J-Mart come to you from South Florida's premier sports card and memorabilia event, the PBKC Sports Card Show. Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, here's Chris Coquel and J-Mart.
Welcome on in to the PBKC Sports Card Show live from the Palm Beach Kennel Club with me, Chris Coquel, at Real Coach K on Twitter, and the star of the show, Mr. J-Mart, at J-Mart1063. J-Mart, that open screams elegance, and nothing screams elegance like me and you.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that brilliant open plays, and then, I smell. Like, it's not a good...
We don't have to go behind the scenes about how sweaty I was setting up this event. But what an event we have here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. Cards everywhere. There's memorabilia stuff. There's just things everywhere. You must be in heaven.
Dude, I love it. It's really been an amazing thing. Like, this is the third one. And each month has been just a massive success. Over 60 tables here. So... if you collect cards currently, obviously, but if you used to, come check it out. Come see what's going on now. It's a totally different – I know everybody's heard about what's going on with sports cards. If you're not really up on it, though, now is the time to come to the Palm Beach Kennel Club and check it out. And, I mean, there's all kinds of sealed wax, which, Chris, that means that there's – it's unopened boxes of cards.
Wow.
That you can buy. Plenty of singles. And, I mean, it's like there's – dollar boxes to pour through, and there's probably $15,000-$20,000 cards as well if that's your speed. So you can really find anything here at the PBKC Card Show.
And how much is it to get into this awesome show?
Zippy.
It's free. That's what's awesome for me. Come in and check everything out here. And like I said, there's just so many different tables with so many different options that even if you're just a sports fan or a gaming fan and you just want to come look and check it out, it's worth it because there's just fun stuff to look at. And you see cards that are, for me being older, we talked about earlier when I told you that Damon Stoudemire was on the U.S. Olympic team. And I met Damian Lillard as the U.S. Olympic team, by the way, losing to France.
Dude.
81-76 with 9.7 seconds remaining. Not good.
That's really, really not good at all. I mean, the American roster is ridiculously filled with talent. And I get that France has got Rudy Gobert and a couple of other big-time guys. But, I mean, this is ridiculous.
It felt like one of those things where it just meant more to the France team. We saw that open three that Drew Holiday missed, which wasn't so much the open three that bothered me. No one crashed the boards. And at that point, it was a two-point game. So there was a chance to take the lead, and zero U.S. players crashed the boards. They just watched the shot happen.
Yeah, that's really, really frustrating. And that's why you're losing. I mean, you can't show that sort of lackluster effort, even if it feels like the competition is not on the same level. You just can't do it.
No, this isn't an all-star game, even though you have all-stars. There are players from other countries that this is their whole career.
Yep.
Their careers are made here in the Olympics. And I'm not a big Olympics guy, but when it comes to USA basketball, I'm in because I grew up Dream Team.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I'm so with you on that. Like, I don't watch the Olympics at all. And, I mean, I hate to say it. I haven't – and this year's a little bit different. I've watched less Olympics this year than I usually do. I'm usually not even that big into it. But I haven't watched anything this year. But, as you said, the basketball team is completely different. I'm all about that. But, yeah, so that's frustrating, man. 7-point loss? Oof.
Tough losses. It's now gone official. The American basketball team has dropped their first game. Hopefully they get a bounce back like the women's soccer team did when they bounced back and won 6-1. Speaking of Dream Team, what would be like a good Michael Jordan card or a good Larry Bird card? Because that's what I come in here and I get nostalgic and I start thinking of a young me when I showed you I collected Shaq cards. Apparently I collected the wrong Shaq cards. And then I traded away all of my other Shaq cards for Alonzo Mourning cards because I bet on that and I went the wrong direction. What makes a really good card?
Well, it's a pretty impossible question to answer, except that like in some cases it's the rarity of the card. So like guys like Jordan, back in those days, which now, you know, that era is called, sort of called the junk wax era, because in sports cars they really overproduced all of the cards, which brought their value to almost zero. But still, though, with a guy like Michael Jordan, obviously his rookie is insane. The prices for that are through the roof. But there's a ton of different cards of Jordan throughout the years. So if you're a collector that's not just obsessed with the value of a specific card, and that's what I keep telling people, because cards these days, the hobby is very different. It is very easy to treat it like stocks, like the stock market. Mm-hmm. But if you're young and you're trying to sort of get into it, I think it's much more important to think about cards that you like, to buy what you like, or try and collect what you like, as opposed to just based on the value of it. Because then it's, you know, you're basing your opinion on something on other people's opinion of what it should be worth. You know what I mean? And, yep. And like, really, so that's I think the biggest thing for young people or people trying to that want to think about getting into it is, I would think about it that way. Like, find stuff that you like and enjoy. But if you do decide, you know, you want to take more of a business-like approach, you want to sell some stuff, this day and age, you literally, I mean, people talk about being sports card investors. I mean, they literally, there's tons of people that are investing in sports cards and treating it like the stock market, constantly keeping an eye on where this person's cards are, like Giannis PSA 10 Prism rookies, you know, where those are. I guarantee you they're through the roof from where they were a week ago. So
now for you, PSA 10 is a normal saying. For dopey Chris Coquel and maybe some other people in the car right now listening all across Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, what is PSA 10?
So, okay, that's a great point. So when you're collecting cards, really the most important thing, or one of the most important things, is the condition of mm-hmm. the card. So you want to keep the card in really good condition. And then there are companies, with the company PSA being the main one, there are companies that will, you can send it and they will grade your card and they put it in a holder. And that's important because it sort of locks in the quality of the card for you to sell it. Much, much easier. So a PSA 10 is basically, it's basically perfect.
And now I'm going to get into it. And the people here at the Palm Beach, the PBKC Sports Card Show at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, they know more, so I may be dumbing it down now. But I just want to get into, because you can have that card, but it could have been printed a little bit off to the right? Because they're not all printed the same.
Well,
or at least, especially older cards, that used to happen.
So, and that is, so part of the grading process is there's essentially four things that they look at, which is the centering of the card, mm-hmm. which as a collector, you know, you're pulling cards out of the pack, you can't do anything about the centering of the card. So, I mean, I've had so many times where I open a pack and it's like, wow, I got this amazing card, and then you realize it's way off center. So that crushes the value, because you know it's not going to get a great grade. Then they also look at the surface of the card, if there's any slight indents or anything like that, and then they look at the edges of the card.
Okay.
And then they look at the corners.
The corners was the big one when I was a kid collecting cards, that we knew as kids that we had to protect the corners.
Yep, 100%. That's And most people, I think, when they are grading cards, the main things that they think about before sending are the centering of the card, because you can obviously just eyeball that and see what you think it is, and then the corners.
Now, we all have those stories, or you hear these stories of people growing up with their cards, and it happened to me, and mom throws them out. So if anyone has a card story, or even just a card that is your favorite card that you've ever had that you just want to share, because when you get that card that's special to you, you just want to show everyone, even if they're interested or not, you want to tell them about it, because it becomes not just a part of your life and the value, but the memories that come with that card. 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776.
And that's actually, you know, what you just said is interesting, because that's another great thing about a card show in general, and specifically the PBKC Sports Card Show here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, is that you can come in with cards to trade or to potentially even sell to the vendors. Like, I've done a ton of trades here at the last three shows. So yeah, it's fun, man. You can move some stuff. You can get better stuff. It's a lot of fun.
I think I told you the story once off air of my mom's aunt gave me these, what she called baseball cards, but they were little silver, well, they probably weren't made out of silver, but silver coins that were cards from like the 1930s. Mm. I had a whole, it was a plastic, like a Publix bag type thing filled with them. I went off to college. I came home. My mom cleaned my room. They were all thrown out. And it eats at me every day just wondering who was actually in there as I got older and learned who some of these players were and if there was value, which I'm assuming they were since the cards were printed on metal and a million years old and in good shape. It just that you hear those crazy stories all the time about, like, oh, I had a Jordan rookie card when I was younger, and then I put it in the spokes of my tires.
That's the one that I always hear. But I'd never even, like, what you're talking about, I'm not even familiar with. I'm not as much of a historian of the stuff. But that's awesome. And actually, that's one of the things about cards that I am really enjoying as somebody. Like, I'm just sort of back in the hobby. I've been in it for a couple of years now. But that's something that I'm enjoying is that, like, back in the day, so, like, in 1986 with Jordan, you know, he had one, maybe two cards. And then, you know, you got all the Jordan cards. Now, if I even wanted, I'm a big Dwayne Wade fan.
Yep.
The idea of even trying to pursue getting every Dwayne Wade card ever made, even by the major companies, is, it's impossible. There's no way that I'd be able to get every.
There's just too many different cards and too many different things that were made, because we did try to do that as kids. We tried to get them. What I like here is it's not just sports cards, too. Yep. I was thinking now, knowing now when we're back, is this going to be every last Sunday of the month? We got August 29th, September 26th, Halloween. I'm assuming we'll have some extra flair to it because Halloween, November 28th, December 26th, day after Christmas. You forgot a Christmas gift. Come on down here and pick one up.
Or you got your Christmas money.
Or you take that Christmas money and get up here. Like, my kids would have fun looking at some of the stuff that's in here, too. I have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old, but they have some of the comic book guys in there. They have some of the statue, the figure, the little pop guys. Like, they're all here Pokemon. As well. Pokemon is another big one, which
Pokemon's huge.
I don't understand Pokemon. I've tried. I know it's not great advertising for the Pokemon people here, but I just don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. I have no idea, but I do know that it makes money. People buy it, and people sell it. So you'll see a lot of it here.
If you're into cards, again, and you want to join the discussion, call us 888-760-3776. Let's jump out to the phones, J-Mart, to Bob in Boynton.
Yeah, I got a 2003 Jay Payton card. How much is that worth? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, we just got trolled.
I love Jay Payton. I'm Jay Payton, number 44 for the Mets. I'll give you $3.
But do you get the joke?
No.
Okay. So that's a... That's a deep cut there. That person was mocking me because before the station started, when I, because I'm so stupid.
Is this your fake radio name?
Yeah. I told it. And why would I tell Evan?
Go again. Please tell that story again because it is so
stupid.
Great. I want to get you. You know what? I hope someone out there has a Jay Payton card because now I want to collect them for you.
So, obviously my name is John Martin, and the guys that came down to start the station hired me right away, and just having lunch one day with Evan, and I was so stupid that I told him that I was thinking that I should have a radio name and that it should be Jay Payton, and some convoluted reason.
Where did that come from anyway?
Well, I'm so stupid. I don't remember where
the
J came
Manning
from.
And Peyton Manning? J from J Mart? John Martin?
Well, and it's also, like, it's my mom's maiden name. It's so stupid. But Peyton from both Peyton Manning, but also Walter Peyton.
Okay.
I loved Sweetness when I was a kid. I know the Peytons are actually spelled different. But it's just such a dumb thing. I mean, my name is John Martin. Like,
you got a cool radio name in J-Mart, though.
It's really not. Yeah, I mean, but even if I didn't, John Martin is not something you need a fake name for.
Chris Coquel might be. That Coquel part's a little bit rough. We use it a lot here, and it's become a little bit more normalized. But in the beginning, everyone says it wrong for a name that's six letters long.
I mean, for years, I produced a show in which the hosts were Steve Polizziner and Craig Karmazin.
Yeah, that's a little bit different.
So, you know.
Maybe John Martin could have stuck around. Let's go out to Anthony in West Palm Beach. Again, if you want to join the show, 888-760-3776. What's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, Coach? How you doing today?
Doing good, doing good.
Man, I have a card horror story.
Uh-oh.
I had a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. At the time, you know, I'm 30 now. But at the time, you know, Griffey was a big deal. And then I somehow found one of his dad's cards. So I'm collecting them. My mom was always like, oh, show me your cards or whatever. Long story short, my mom was into graphic design. My mom one day had a bright idea to take the card and, like, cut it and make, like, this collage between me and, like, my baseball. So I was horrified. I yelled at her. I got in a bunch of trouble. And she never let me live it down for years and years and years. Finally, one day, I found the same Griffey card and showed her. It was worth like $10,000.
Oh, man, Anthony.
But at least you have a collage.
Horrible, man.
But the sentimental value of that collage you have, right?
No, yeah. But, you know, as a kid, you know, like, this is going to be worth something one day. She was like, yeah, right.
Anthony, I'm 42.
Well, no, she was right in the long run. It wasn't worth anything because she cut it up.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. I'm 42.
I love you guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate you. I'm 42, and I would still take the $10,000 over my mom's collage. Oh, that's brutal. 888-760-3776. We are live from the PBKC Sports Card Show here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. It's 9 to 4 o'clock today. Free admission, door prizes, live breaks, great food, full bars, and plenty of free parking. So come in, check it out. You're going to find something you're interested in. If you're a sports fan, a gamer fan, there's just some interesting things here. And there's just great people just coming around. And it's just great to be out and around people again.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And yeah, you're right. And just to see so many people milling about, like, it really, it's very lively. There's a lot going on. Definitely come down and join us.
Yeah, we'll be here. We will be on air till 11. J-Mart's going to be here all day. I'll be here for a little while. So make sure you get down here. The Palm Beach Kennel Club has a lot going on. They have their big dog poker tournament, $500 buy-in, $50,000 guarantee, Friday, August 6th, Friday from 12:15, day 1A, Friday, August 6th, 6 p.m., day 1B. Make sure you get out here for the big dog poker tournament here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. J-Mart, we are locked in. We got to talk college football. You're an SEC guy, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Uh-oh. They may be ruining college football. We'll talk about that next right here on ESPN 106.3. Chris Coquel, Jay Payton here. I mean, sorry, J-Mart here on ESPN 106.3. You can follow the station at ESPN West Palm. Follow me at Real Coach K. And, of course, follow J-Mart at J-Mart 106.3. And if you want to join the show at any time, 888-760-3776. J-Mart, you are an SEC guy. Why is the SEC trying to destroy college football? Well, it looks like they're taking Oklahoma. Looks like Texas wants to come. And now there's reports that Big Ten teams are interested. Let's start with the initial report, because it broke while I was live in Charlotte at the ACC Media Days. Those two teams coming, Texas and Oklahoma, if they leave and join, they leave the Big 12 and join the SEC, that changes the entire landscape, because now we're entering Super Conference stuff.
Entering Super Conference stuff?
Like, even more so. Like, but they're going to have everybody. they're going to have everyone. And obviously, I don't think this is going to happen. I mean, we're seeing reports. It's a lot more sped up than initial. Because when it first came out, I thought, all right, in a couple of years, I could see this happening.
Right.
Then you heard, oh, no, this is all going to be decided within the next 2 weeks. And then you know it's going to be they have their TV rights now till 2025. Right. So they're locked in TV rights, but they can get out. They have to pay off the last 2 years of what they would earn and what they would the conference would give back to them, like what the streaming rights would be for the TV rights. Well, if we base it off of last year, if Texas and Oklahoma leave, last year it was $38 million was the revenue that was drawn from the TV. So times that by two, $76 million. And then you got two teams, so you got to times that by two. So it would be $76 million each team would have to pay to leave their conference and join the SEC.
So, now what about the SEC media money? Why wouldn't they get a piece of that?
They would. I mean, they're going to make their money back. But that's what they'd have to pay to even get out of their contract. That's why it seems like such an astronomical number to us.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
But I feel like the bag man at some of these SEC schools could drop off that money anyway, and we'd be fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, that, I mean, it's not surprising that, big-time programs like those would want to join the SEC. I mean, the SEC has been extremely dominant for a long time, and now, I mean, that would definitely throw the entire sort of power balance into whack. Like, it's almost not – if that were to happen, it's almost unfair to the SEC for them to be as a Power 5 conference. Like, they're set apart from even the other Power 5s in that spot. You know what I mean? It's like
– yeah, all of a sudden they are – almost, it's them, and then how we have FCS now, it would be them, then college football.
Right.
Be like SEC, Division One, then FCS after that. I don't know how I feel for college football going forward with a super team, because the other report reported by Jack McGuire first was Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, and Florida State were the four of the teams which would give them a 20-team Super League.
Oh,
let me say those names again for you. Ohio State, Michigan. When you think of Big Ten football, who do you think of?
Ohio State, Michigan.
Ohio State, Michigan. When you think of ACC football, who do you think of?
Florida State.
Florida State, Clemson.
Clemson.
And those are the teams that would go. So they would literally have the best of the best in every conference.
Oh, man. That's just brutal. Like, that would really diminish. Not only make the SEC more powerful, but also diminish the other Power Four as well. Like, that's crazy, dude.
And it would trickle down all the way down to even, say, an FAU in our own backyard in Boca, because now these conferences are going to have to fill their voids and steal from, say, the Sun Belt. And then the Sun Belt's going to say, well, now we got a void, so they're going to go into Conference USA. And FAU is a – if you're a smaller conference, you want that beautiful stadium in Boca. You want that location. It's a good location. It's a program that wins. They'd be the typical program to get pulled up a level. It's just going to change everything. Well, how does the ACC respond?
What do you even do? What can you do?
I mean, I've heard things from as far away as taking the ACC and mixing them with the Pac-12. Like, even though they're on different coasts, and making them a super conference, or just stealing teams and bringing them in. West Virginia would be a perfect fit for the ACC to fill one of those spots.
To me, I think you just hit on what I think would be the eventuality. I think if that were to happen, it would be the beginning of the creation of the Power 2 or maybe Power 3 conferences as opposed to Power 5.
So you're saying the ACC grabs in a couple more teams, Big Ten would probably grab in, and then we'd have the rest. And then we get into college football playoff expansion. Now, how does that work? Because if you have the 20-team league, you could set up five divisions,
right,
four teams, and have your own Final Four and let everybody else just figure it out. Because the NCAA, Mark Emmert's already said, like, I have no control over anything anymore. When the head of your organization says that, you really don't have any control.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a crazy situation for sure, because I feel like, aren't there rules in place where there can't just be mass exoduses from these conferences, right? Like, aren't there rules dictating these
things?
It's
just the money. Like, it's the money that's going to be everything that dictates it. The NCAA, who's ruling it? Who's the governing? As we saw last year, I think was the most evidence we've ever seen that there is no one running it except for these conference presidents. When the NCAA was like, all right, we're not having college football. And then the first conference came back and said, no, yeah, we are.
Yeah,
and then another
exactly.
conference said, all right, we'll do it too. And then all of a sudden everybody was back and we were pretending like there was no pandemic.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. That almost makes me think, because you're right, like it all does come down to money. So that makes me wonder then, it makes me almost think that it might be more likely that there's a Power 2 as opposed to a Power 3.
ACC, SEC?
Yeah.
Or Big Ten? That's the thing.
I mean, it would be named differently, but
I just wonder how it's all going to affect, and how does name, image, and likeness come into play? Is this why they're doing it? I mean, the Alabama quarterback is making, I think, $1 million so far already, and he hasn't even taken a snap as an Alabama quarterback, or starting snap. I don't know if he had a backup snap in there, but as a starter for Alabama, he hasn't been a starter yet. And he's making $1 million. Is that why these teams are doing it? Because they know that without those big markets and those big teams, they can't get players now.
True. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we, at this moment, we are at a time in college football that's probably going to have the most change probably in 100 years that we've seen to the landscape of college sports. So it's going to be interesting, man. We don't know what conferences people are going to end up in. Like, there's so much up in the air about the entire sport of college football right now. It's insane.
Let's jump out to Frank and Boca. Frank and Boca looking to join the conversation. You can join the conversation, 888-760-3776. What's up, Frank?
Hey, boys, you know, I know you're doing great with the college football there, but, you know, you're doing the cards. I wanted to ask about a couple cards here. Maybe you could, you know, tell me what it's worth. I know Damon's a cards guy. I got a Dick Pole rookie card. So I was curious to know what my Dick Pole would be worth. And then I got a Rusty Cunts rookie card. How much would you pay for Rusty Cunts?
All right, thanks for the call.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're there. That's where we're at now. Card show, PBKC. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can find those cards here. Come on in. You know what? You come on in. We'll show you those cards. They got them here at the PBKC Card Show, Sports Card Show here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We got a special guest joining us next right here. So stay locked in to ESPN 106.3. We are back live here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club for the PBK Sports Card Show. Again, come join us till 4 p.m. today. Free admission, door prizes, great food, full bars, plenty of free parking. It's all here at the PBKC second floor. Chris Coquel, J-Mart, we got you till 11 o'clock, and now we are joined by a special guest in the Poker Room Director, and Assistant General Manager, Noah Carbone. Noah, thanks for a couple minutes.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Great for having me on.
I mean, this is exciting stuff for me, because I walked through and I went through all of a sudden, because I'm not currently a sports card guy, but I was in a former life. And walking down the aisle to get to where we're set up, I was like, all those memories started flooding back, and it makes you just want to get back into it.
And it does, and it will. You'll be sucked back in. As a kid and as a teenager, I collected, put some stuff away. Through moving and growing up, I seem to have lost a lot of my stuff. I don't want to figure out what was in. During COVID, I actually dug through some of my old stuff and I found some stuff. And then I opened this Pandora's box, and now here we are hosting it. we're super excited. This is a great venue. I as soon as I saw, I went to another local car show, and I saw faces that I recognized from the social.
Yep.
There's a huge crossover between sports cards and poker.
Sure.
As weird as it might seem, I know they're both cards, but it's the randomness of it and the investment potential of it. So came back with the idea and concept. I drew a drive with John Andrew. He said, yeah, let's give it a shot. So we scheduled the first one. I looked like a genius, because then the week before we had the event, an article comes out in Card Player magazine, which is a premier poker magazine, and says, huge crossover between sports cards and poker. So I send that up to the general manager, and obviously he's pleased. We have the first event, it's amazing. Then the second event, we have to add more tables. And then here we are right now with 72 tables.
72?
72.
Wow.
We started with 50, then we're at 60 plus, now we're at 72. We have a wait list for the next, so this thing just keeps growing and growing, and this facility, as large as it is and old as it is, it's the perfect venue.
So I've only been to other sort of smaller kind of like local shows, and this is so much different. Like, this venue is so nice. It's nice to be able to park easily. It's nice to feel air conditioning. It's nice to have room to not be shoulder to shoulder with other people. This is like, this is the perfect area for this card show.
So, we have TVs. There's like 800 plus TVs in this building on the property. And when the NFL season starts running on Sunday, you can come over.
Oh, yeah.
You can look for cards and watch your favorite NFL team all at the same time. It's pretty crazy. I mean, you have to bring your sticker gun to
change. Yep.
Like, no, that's not 50 anymore. That's 80 now, sir. I'm sorry. We have a full concession stand, and I haven't been to a card show, at least locally, where you could buy a beer and walk through a card.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for me, that's exciting to see just the card show today, but everything you guys are doing here. We were here for the NFL draft party. There's just so much going on. How do you guys keep coming up with more and more ideas to be more innovative and just make this place just a special? It seems like there's special things happening all the time. You got the big dog card tournament coming up, the poker tournament. You guys just don't stop.
So over the past year, as everybody knows, dog racing went away on January 1st.
Yep.
Last day we raced was the last day of last year. And with that, the company tasked itself with coming up with new innovative ideas in order to get people in the building. You know, whether it be the Kentucky Derby card or the Big Dog or the card show. So everybody has basically the ideas are crowdsourced from everybody inside the building, and it culminates in something going on here all the time. There's always something going on. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and you guys are really, like, I love, and we've talked about this a lot, but I love that you guys are really staying sort of ahead of the curve. I think this card show is one example, but the fact that you guys are now live streaming, and you got it going for 3 days a week currently, Thursdays at 1, Fridays at 7, Saturdays at 1, Twitch, PBKC Poker is the Twitch, and I just learned that you guys are now on YouTube. I didn't realize you were doing it on YouTube still, or again.
Easier, you can find it on your TV. You know, you can just on your smart TV find YouTube, Twitch. You need a PC or a smart device, makes it a little trickier. So we started streaming. We made the plan about right same time. We said, okay, we're losing dog racing. What's our direction? What are we looking to do? What are we going to be seeing at? So we have the first live stream table in South Florida. Channel is brand new, but we're getting a ton of viewership. We expect it to grow exponential. And if you get a chance to tune in, you're on Twitch, just search for PBKC Poker. You'll find them on either Twitch or YouTube, and then we're also going to start streaming some other media. Take a chance and look at it. If you watch any of the World Series Poker like they have on ESPN or any World Poker Tour, you're going to be pretty surprised at how well the production is made inside this building.
Oh, it's great. It's right. Yeah, we're actually sitting next to we're sort of set up next to the live streaming table, and it literally looks like the set of a TV show over here. There's so many cameras, so many lights. Like it's yeah, you're a good liar. Yeah, it's amazing though.
But that's what it feels like. It does feel like you have that feel in this room that we could be on national TV or anywhere, and YouTube is kind of where TV is going. We have other partners, I don't want to get into that, but you know that's where it's going, is the streaming. So to get ahead of it and be the first one in our area, it's just the innovation of doing so. I'm thrilled by all of this, everything you guys are doing, keeping this place going. The NFL Sundays with all those TVs, will people have control? And now I'm asking for myself selfishly, so when I come in, of their own personal TVs down in that room and be able to watch whatever games they want. And just
see, is there's enough TVs to put each of the games on. So basically, in any area you sit, or even if you're standing, basically you'll be able within eye shot of your favorite NFL team.
So that's awesome. So they can come in, you can check out the cards. It's the last Sunday of every month, August 29th, September 26th. I'm already calling for a special themed Halloween show, and then we go into, you can watch all your NFL games. Noah, man, this is awesome.
No, it's exciting. Hopefully you'll get yourself back in there and go up and cards. Who's your team?
I'm a Jets fan. I'm a big-time Jets fan. I grew up a Yankees fan. Baseball's kind of left me, though. But I'm thinking cards may be a way for me to get – because I want to get back into baseball.
Tip. I'm going to give the tip. So you said Yankees fan.
Yep.
Okay. I gave John this probably a year ago, 6 months ago. Jason Dominguez is probably the single most best investment that you can probably purchase in cards. This is my personal opinion.
Okay.
He's a Yankees prospect. He's nicknamed the Martian. He got the largest contract coming out. He just started in AAA baseball. He'll actually be in the area. He'll be playing in Jupiter in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You could get his cars relatively cheap right now. If he sees the field at Yankee Stadium and hits a home run at any point, we're seriously talking Mike Trout type stuff where the cards are going to go through the ceiling and won't be able to touch him. And it's early enough. He's still 3 years removed from the pros. This is my sports, and I'm not a big sports guy, but what I've been following, he's 3 years removed till he probably hits Yankee Stadium. Now's the time to go ahead and get that. Jason Dominguez, you heard it here.
I love it.
No, I'm mad now. That's something we should have talked about off the air. Now you're giving everybody's going to be going after my Jason Dominguez cards.
you got a leg up. They still have to get over here, 1111 North Congress. They have to race over here and get them. I saw some up there. I saw a whole bunch. I got myself a couple to add to my collection.
Did you?
Yeah, I
nice.
Up a couple, so in my opinion, can't.
Did you get first Bowman's or just prospects?
Bowman's first prospects.
Nice.
Absolutely. Well, who's your guy, John? If you had to pick any car, what single car?
Wow, that's tough, dude. I mean, I love Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's my guy.
Okay, but for Dwayne Wade, you know where he's.
You mean for an investment, not just like for my collection? Oof. I mean, Trae Young. I love Trae Young. I mean, I love Luka too, but he's so high right now. His prices are so high. I feel like he's still a value even after that playoff run.
Look at you guys. Look at J-Mark. J-Mark getting deep into his Trae Young takes. Dwayne Wade, he's a little upset. Dwayne Wade not worth the value that he is. Because what did you call that era of cards? There's an era of cards you
junk
called.
Wax. But junk that was wax. Before Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade actually has some very valuable cards.
He does. Awesome. Noah, thank you for the time. I appreciate you having us out here. This is awesome. I'm excited. Guys, make sure you get out here. Palm Beach Kennel Club, PBKC Sports Card Show. It's open till 4 today. J-Mark, how much does it cost to get in?
Zero.
How much is parking?
Zero.
Can you win door prizes?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Great food, full bars. We got all of it here, so make sure you get here right away. We got you till 11 here on ESPN 106.3. We are back here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club for the PBKC Sports Card Show. J-Mark, Chris Coquel here. We got a special guest from Signed Icon joining us here. I mean, this place has been awesome. Make sure you guys get here. There is literally, you walk in the door and there is a row of things to do and cards to look at all the way till you get to the back. We're here till 11, but the PBKC Sports Card Show goes on till 4 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. There's great food, door prizes, full bars. There, like I said, there's sports cards, any kind of card you want. It's here, and Signed Icon is here, and Jesse DelBene of Signed Icon joins us now. Jesse, appreciate a couple minutes, man. You must be loving this stuff.
Oh, I love it. It looks good, man. Definitely looks good.
Now, you guys are based out of West Palm Beach.
Yep, downtown West Palm Beach.
How did you get into this industry?
Honestly, I mean, I've been collecting my whole life. You know, had cards since I was a kid, just like a lot of people, you know. And then I started going into the memorabilia, and I love the memorabilia. Huge sports guy, DraftKings stuff, you know, fantasy sports, all that stuff. And just started collecting. And then before you know it, my spare bedroom was filled to the to the roof, had a baby, and decided to open a store. Here I am.
Really, you just needed that room for the baby. So what else can you do?
Exactly.
Was there one card or one piece of memorabilia that you got that really, where you knew it went from, oh, wait, this is a hobby to this is real. This is what I really wanted. This is my dream now.
Yeah, I mean, I got this authentic full-size, I'm an Eagles fan. So I got this authentic full-size Randall Cunningham helmet.
Nice.
And, you know, I just loved it. And then before you knew it, in a month's time, I had 20 full-size helmets. You know what I mean? It went from 0 to 60 that fast, you know?
You know, it's interesting. Like, obviously, you just started a sports card show or store recently. When did you open?
We opened in November.
Opened in November. Okay, so you're under a year. And it's an interesting thing because, like, as a collector, for years I've been wanting a store, like a local card shop to go to. Like, I feel like that's part of the experience. And until November, you couldn't get that here. So I feel like a lot of collectors should probably owe you a little bit of a debt of gratitude for even taking that leap. And you know what? It's a cool space to be in because nobody's there right now. So kudos to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when going into it, during you know, COVID and everything like that, it was definitely a risk. There was a lot more open spaces downtown than there is now.
Yeah.
You know, but I knew I had to drive an hour to get cards or get anything that I wanted, or online, or I couldn't get anything right away. And I was just like, you know, I see the demand and I see what interests me. And as you know, it's a local community. It's friends. It's people that I know that come in and talk sports and talk cards, and then, you know, we expand to this. I mean, it's great, you know.
So what is your involvement with the show? Everything I see is PBKC Sports Card Show featuring Signed Icon. So what's your sort of role with the show?
Right. So you know, Noah came to me a while ago, and I've known these guys forever. I've played here for 15 years. You know,
sure,
I've been coming here for a long time, and we were kind of on the same page. I wanted to do a card show. I felt like there was a need for it here. I know that the area needs it,
yep.
And I know they wanted to do a card show. And we felt like best of both worlds. Now's the time, you know. Now's the right time to blow it up. And so basically, you know, I contribute. I know a lot of these vendors, a lot of these guys, a lot of the customer base. I mean, you know, reach out to them, friends, and you know, they come from Tampa. They come from Fort Lauderdale. They come from Miami. They come from Port St. Lucie, all over the place. You know.
Well, and this show seems like it's really great. Obviously, for us coming to enjoy it and buy stuff, but for the vendors, it's really great. And that's why, you know, continuing to grow and get people from other markets. I mean,
every show we have, the vendors are extremely happy. I mean, there's this, like, we can't believe so many customers come through the door, so many people excited. And, you know, there's trading as well. And,
sure.
There's selling. The customers sell to the vendors. But it's a base of everything. As you know, the PBKC already has a great base of core people that love the PBKC for what it is. So we have those additional customers, you know, and people that are excited about the hobby. So, I mean, it's definitely been a great turnout for the vendors. And it's usually, as soon as the show ends, they're already ready to sign up for the next month.
Absolutely.
We're joined by Jesse DelBene, signed icon. Jesse, when you're not here, when you're over at 200 South Olive in West Palm Beach at your store, what do I expect when I walk into your store? What can take place inside that store? Because some of us don't know. Is it just buying cards? Will you evaluate cards? Will you guide me in the right direction, a knucklehead like me? Like, what can we expect when we walk through the doors?
Yeah, you can expect a little bit of everything, you know. I mean, definitely selling. You know, definitely jerseys and sports cards and graded cards and wax products and the whole nine we have there. But I also buy, I also trade, guide you in the right direction. I'll tell you if your cards are worth being graded. I'll tell you what the best course of action to do. I even recommend you to go to the store in Fort Lauderdale if that's the best case for you, because we're all in this together. You know, we grade cards there. We get cards graded for you. We prep them. To get graded, we do breaks. We do pack battles. If you don't know what that is where two people open up a pack of cards and the winner of the best card gets to keep both packs. We have a lot of local people, a lot of friends, people that we all know. We get into the place and to the store, and we talk sports.
So you can just go in and hang out, too.
Absolutely.
And check it out.
Absolutely.
So if you're into sports and you're into memorabilia and you're feeling like you want to get nostalgic or even looking ahead, like we heard in the last segment of Future Prospect, we just go to 200 South Olive Avenue to signed icon and hang out?
Absolutely.
So, and before we wrap up here, I definitely want to get a couple pro tips. Who are you buying? Who are you recommending to buy right now? Who is going up?
I mean, I buy quarterback football right now. Joe Burrow, that's my guy right now. You'll see me out there. I was just at a couple of tables. They got some big Joe Burrows out there that I'm really, really interested in. You know, Jalen Hurts, I'm an Eagles guy, good rookie quarterback. But now's the time, honestly, the time to buy basketball. You know, you're going to get good prices. I mean, you could get LeBron rookies and LaMelo rookies, who I think is going to be huge. You could get all these guys for cheaper, way cheaper now than you can in a few months. You know, get stuff now before the season starts. Get on your guys that you like. Get the guys you think are going to go good and be good. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all a gamble, but those are the best gambles.
So give me an idea what the sticker prices were on those Burrows.
We had one Mosaic white. It was 2000, PSA 10. They had a PSA 10 downtown Burrow, 3500.
Wow.
And then there was a gold to 10 PSA 9, which is 1000.
Wow.
Those are the three cards I'm looking at right now. Well, maybe he'll take some trades.
Yeah.
Showing out that kind of cash.
He broke my heart by not saying Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback, but that's another time. Maybe in a year when we come back, or maybe, you know what, maybe on the December 26th show, midway through the season, you'll tell me that he's doing okay and the cards are worth something.
Probably not.
Absolutely. And he'll have his pro uniform. That's a big thing.
That's a big deal.
That's
yep.
a big thing.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesse. Jesse DelBene, signed icon. Appreciate a couple minutes. Guys, we are live at the PBKC Sports Card Show at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. Get out here now. 1111 North Congress Avenue, West Palm Beach. Be here. Free admission, free parking, door prizes, live breaks, great food, full bar, and J-Mart. What more can you ask for? But you got us still. Stay here locked in your car. Listening to us here on ESPN 106.3. J-Mart, I don't want to leave. I don't want to. I'm going to stay till four. I think I have to.
I'm definitely staying till four.
I mean, this is great. I can't wait to get up there, look at cards. We're going to ditch the radio end of things in a minute, but make sure you guys get out here to the PBKC Sports Card Show featuring Signed Icon again. The last Sunday of every month, this will be happening. August 29th, September 26th, Halloween, right after Thanksgiving, the day after Christmas, 9 to 4, PBKC second floor. They got sports cards, memorabilia, buy, sell, trade, and so much more. J-Mart, price?
Free.
I love free.
Me too.
Door prize. I love prizes. There's door prizes. Live breaks, great food, full bars, and plenty of parking. But how much is parking?
Free.
Oh, it's free again. So even if you just want a day to come out and everything's spaced out well so it's safe to come out and join us at the Palm Beach Kennel Club again. 1111 North Congress Ave, West Palm Beach, pbkennelclub.com for more information. J-Mart, I see you. You're staring at the cards.
Yep.
You're staring at the memorabilia. You're seeing deals being made. Mm-hmm. You got a little fear of missing out going on. Get up there. Go get your cards. Go have fun. Come out. Everybody else, steal J-Mart's cards before he gets them. Just follow him around, and he's nice, so if you push in front of him, he won't get mad.
Nope.
And he won't say anything. Well, he'll get mad, but he just won't say anything.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And you get the deal. J-Mart will do all the work. You come, and you get the cards.
I like it.
It is the perfect situation, and this is the perfect place to be. Not just today, every day, here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We are out of time. Thank you for the Palm Beach Kennel Club for having us. Guys, get out here. 9 to 4, Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show, right here on ESPN 106.3.